That's good to be back in a practice mindset, getting ready to face a tough Atlanta team. You know, we know that they're a stingy defense. I think they're number one in the league right now in rush defense. We know that that team takes pride in, you know, taking care of the football and things like that. They're an explosive team. And, you know, their record shows, you know, they're 5-1. You know, they win a turnover battle. So, you know, they're a team that's been in some tough, close ball games. And, we just know that it's going to be a battle for four quarters.
Going up against a defense like that, you mentioned number one in rush defense. Do you expect that you might have to take on more in the passing game?
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, we're still going to, you know, try to get things going with our run game. And we've been doing a great job all year of rushing the football. So, you know, we know that there are going to be opportunities for us to run the ball. Then, you know, when our number's called to put the ball in the air, we just have to make the best of it.
Teddy, you've been running the ball well yourself in recent weeks. Talk about your, you know, when you decide to run and how much of a weapon can that be for the Vikings?
It could be a huge weapon, you know, the thing is, you know, I don't want to have to be running all the time, and that's something Coach Turner told me. You know, we don't want you running all the time, and they say I do a good job of just knowing when to take off and things like that. But, you know, I think that just having a mindset, a clock that goes off in your head if something isn't there down the field, you see a favorable coverage that allows you to run, you take advantage of it. But, you know, we have guys here who do a great job of running the football.
Do you think you have the skill set, though, if it calls for it, to run even more, you know, given time?
Hopefully I don't have to run even more. You know, like I said, we have, you know, the best running back in the NFL right now. And he's been running the football exceptional for us this year. So, you know, my job is to, you know, complete passes and, you know, just take control of the offense.
Teddy, their struggles recently have been because of turnovers. I guess they're 1-3 when they lose a turnover battle. Does that change your thought process at all, or the way you approach the game? I mean, I know you guys are a pretty careful team as it is.
You know, we just have to continue to do what we've been doing all year, and that's protect the football also. You know, we can't put ourselves in bad situations. You know, just have to continue to just take the game as it comes. You know, there are going to be opportunities for us to just complete the football or, you know, rush the football, and we have to be smart.
Rudolph and you connected several times on Sunday. He said he owed you one from the week before. What was that conversation like? What did he say about that?
You know, Cal's a guy who's been working extremely hard, and you put the Oakland tape on, and he was still beating himself up all week, last week, about, you know, the missed opportunity in the end zone. But, you know, he's a guy who takes pride in just, you know, being right, catching the football every time it comes his way. And, you know, he made up this week. You know, he played big for us. And, you know, we just have to continue to just, you know, operate within the system. Each week a different guy's going to get an opportunity to step up in his offense. And last week Kyle did a great job for us.
How nice is it to have a big target like that? And how accurate was that pass? Because there was a huge gap between he and Hyde there.
Oh, man, it's good to have a big target like Kyle, you know, with the big catch radius. He's a big body who can win matchups versus safeties, and, you know, he's very athletic, so you get him in those matchups on linebackers. It's an advantage to us. So, you know, to have a guy like Kyle, who not only helps out in the passing game, being a big target, but also in the run game, you know, he's down there blocking defensive ends, digging out linebackers and safeties, so he's a huge part of this offense.
Coach Zimmer the other day talked about handling the pass rush and how the offensive line can do a little bit more, you can do a little bit more. Did you miss some chances to get the ball out a little quicker?
You know, yeah, there were times where I could have just, you know, rather just throw the ball away or, you know, take a check down and, you know, avoid some of those hits, avoid some of those sacks. And that's something that I have to continue to work on, and that's something that we're going to continue to work on here. You know, just getting the ball out faster. You know, the offensive line has been playing great for us all year in the run game and the pass game. So, you know, I just have to continue to do my part.
Related to that and just kind of talking about your feet, how much does it help you being able to sometimes with your running ability at least get, you may not end up running, but at least get out of the pass rushes?
Can you repeat that?
A lot of pressure. Your elusiveness, how much does that help you maybe avoid more sacks and you can kind of get away from pressure at times?
That helps a lot. You know, we're able to avoid some negative plays, you know, try to keep plays alive. But sometimes, you know, I have to have that clock in my head where I have to understand that, you know, every play isn't going to be a successful play. And sometimes the defense will have your number. So just have to sometimes throw the ball away, avoid some of those hits, avoid some of those negative plays.
10 games into the season, and you you have taken quite a few hits, and you talked about running the ball. How are you feeling at this point? Are you feeling the effects of it?
You know, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I have a great training staff who do a great job with us, with any nicks and bruises that we may have. And, you know, those guys have been very good for us this year, so I'm feeling pretty good heading to this Atlanta game.
Going back to that touchdown pass with Rudolph, what did you see there, and could you have made it any better pass?
Probably not. You know, it was just a great job by Cal of winning across the field. You know, I just laid it up there for him, you know, throwing it to the spot where only he could come down with the catch, and, you know, he made the catch and he did the rest, scoring the touchdown. And, you know, it was a big part of that game. But, you know, it's just one of those things where you talk about a guy always being in the right place at the right time, being a very detailed guy, and that's Kyle.
Do you have a special communication on mismatches like that to where you can recognize and get that opportunity?
Yeah, we have different, you know, opportunities, different plays that allow for us to take advantage of those matchups. But, you know, on that play, it was just a part of the progression. Got through it, saw Cal in a favorable matchup, and just made the throw, and he did the rest.
You guys have said in the past that you and Mike are close in practice and that, but what do you think is going on there with sort of, you know, he's got like two catches in the last four games?
You know, Mike, he's a guy who works extremely hard, and like Coach said, we're very close, and we know, like I continue to say, that each week in this offense, a different guy is going to have an opportunity to make plays for us, and when Mike's opportunity comes, you know, I'll be one of the happiest guys for him. You know, he's probably one of the hardest working guys on this team. He's always staying back after practice, you know, catching balls on jug machines, and he's doing the little things that allow him to be a great player. And we know that, you know, we've just been missing, but those opportunities are there, and we just have to continue to try to capitalize on them.
Does some of that have to do with needing enough time to set up back there and get the deep pass established?
Not at all. You know, we have, you know, different schemes, different play calls that allow us to, you know, whether it's take shots down the field or, you know, be successful in the intermediate passes. And, you know, teams know that this is a big play offense. Sometimes they play coverages that take away some of those deep threats and forces us to check the ball down and things like that. So the guys understand that, you know, a different guy is going to get an opportunity to make a play each play, and they understand that.
Teddy, the way the defense is played and the athletes you guys have, do you think there'd be more takeaways? This team, your defense would have more takeaways?
You know, I can't speak for the defense, but I know Coach Zimmer has been hammering on, you know, just trying to get takeaways and, you know, trying to get around the quarterback. So, you know, that's a pretty fired up group that we have over there on the defense side of the ball. Those guys have been playing some good football all year, so, and we know that those guys are capable of making plays, and, you know, like Coach Zimmer said, and that's what he expects.
Teddy, after practices a couple times, and you'll stay late with like maybe one or two wide receivers and throw the ball with them. Is that more you like taking a receiver and wanting to do more work, or do they come to you?
It's both. And if I maybe miss a throw in practice or something like that, we'll stay behind to try to just make the corrections before we, you know, go home or head back in the locker room. So just trying to make sure that, you know, we leave no stones unturned, you know, on the day. And, you know, we have a great group of guys who love to work hard, love to be perfect. And that's what you want in that group.
You mentioned Atlanta number one against the run. When you look at the film, what are some of the attributes that makes them so stout against the run?
You know, they try to get an eight-man box, you know, to, you know, have the numbers on their side in the run game. They're big up front, and they have some playmakers on that defense, and those guys are playing well as a unit.
Do